I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kia ora rā, nau mai hoki mai anō ki tēnei punua pāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Āpero Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Kia ora e hoa, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, otira, tēnā tātou, nau mai hoki mai. Ko te kaupapa, ko te
kiwaha.
Kiwaha, we started with some kiwaha last week. We're going to carry on the kiwaha conversation. So let's bring it on.
Let's bring it on.
How do you say bring it on? That's a kiwaha.
Karawhiua.
Karawhiua. Karawhiua.
Ka pai. No reira, i tēnei rā, we're going to do 6 kiwaha i te reo Māori.
Ka pai.
Kiwaha e ono.
E ono ngā kiwaha. Hea te kiwaha tuatahi?
Ko te kiwaha tuatahi, ko kāroha.
Kāroha. Kāroha.
Kāroha e hoa.
Kei roto i te tangi o te reo ne. Kāroha. Kāroha. Te rā ko tēnei. Kāroha.
Oh, hea tēnā ahua.
Ahua, kore aroha nei.
Kore aroha. Ka aroha.
Ka aroha.
What a shame.
Kei roto context. I te tangi o te reo ne. With the kiwaha, as we learn kiwaha, really pay attention to the way that's said and the way people, the intonation of the reo, because that's where the meaning of the kiwaha lies. It's easy to read a kiwaha and say it, ka aroha. But you don't get the depth of meaning when, and I think you've got to have examples. You know, I'm thinking of all the times or the types of kāroha I've heard throughout the years, and there's the real genuine kāroha, like when someone's really feeling sorry for someone or something. Kāroha, oh, kāroha. And then there's the sarcastic, like, oh, well,
yeah,
kāroha. You know, so that, and that's the other
on
thing.
You.
Kiwaha, often a lot of them, e rua ngā mata.
Okay.
Two faces.
Yeah.
What's one context where you would use kāroha?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like someone's pet might have just passed away, something like that.
Kāroha.
Kamatete.
Te kuri.
Te kuri.
Kāroha, te kuri. Kāroha. Kamate hoki te tangata ne, when someone passes away. Oh, kāroha. Ai. Kāroha te whānau. So if we want to add on to kāroha, who we're feeling empathy for, feeling love for, feeling sorry for, if it's the whānau, it's, you know, kāroha te whānau. Kāroha koe. Ne, if something's happened to you, kāroha koe. So we can add on the who there.
I'm just thinking of another example in the opposite context.
The opposite?
No.
Well, there's lots of examples. Yeah.
Just thinking like someone's being a fool. They've maybe had a few too many drinks.
Uh-huh.
And they like drop their iPhone and smash the screen. Kāroha.
Told you not to get on that table with your iPhone. Kāroha. Ka pai. Ka pai. One thing to note here that is we don't need to use a ki after kāroha, which I sometimes hear someone say, oh, kāroha ki a koe. Kāroha ki a koe. It's not completely grammatically wrong, but the examples of our old people, it was just always kāroha koe. And then the person would come straight after. There was no joining word. Oh, kāroha te tangata rā. And so if we are going to add on, we don't need i o ki.
Ka pai.
Kiwaha tuarua. I wau nei.
I wau nei.
I wau nei. E hoa i wau nei.
Kā reo i te mōhio, te tikanga.
It follows on from kāroha. Iwau ne is like, oh, you poor thing. Iwau ne. But used in sarcastically.
Okay, okay.
There's not a lot of aroha in there.
Okay, so you wouldn't use it sincerely, as in, oh, iwau ne.
I've heard it start to creep in, but I never heard the likes of Timoti or others of his generation, the ones that I was fortunate enough to learn from, use it in a genuine manner. And so I'm thinking maybe this is kind of new way of starting to use it, but traditionally it was, how I've heard it used, it was always used in a sarcastic manner. And you could hear it in the tangi o te reo. Oh, iwau ni. Oh, boo-hoo. Awa pera. Iwau ni.
That's great.
So that's my understanding of this ki waha. You can change it to align to other people as well. So wau ni, for the person I'm talking to. Oh, boo-hoo on you. And then the other person on them. Iwana ni. Iwana ni.
All right, I see.
So wau wana, it's like tau tana.
What about iwaku ne?
Iwaku ne, ai, kei te tika. Iwarātou ne.
Iwarātou ne, okay.
Iwākoutou ne. Iwākoutou ne.
Ia tērā kupu, wau, wā?
E aua.
Okay.
E aua, engari, erite nei ki te tau, tāna, wau, wāna. Koenei hoki tētahi āhuatango ngā kiwaha. Some of our kiwaha have these words that exist nowhere else in the language, and they kind of defy the rules of language as well, kiwaha.
Breaking the rules. Mm. I like it. Kapai. Te tua toru poko kohua.
Kōrero mai anō. Poko kohua.
Poko kohua. Poko kohua.
Pai ake. Ai, kei kona. Kei kona, hea te tikanga o tēnei kōrero?
It's another kupu...
Kanga.
Kanga. Kanga. Kupu kanga. Which is a swear word for those listening.
Ai, ko te kanga, te kupu mo te curse, mo te insult, mo te swear. Ko te tikanga o tēnei kōrero, ngā kupu, te poko, ko te upoko.
Okay.
Upoko, poko, ne?
Head.
Ko te kohua, ko te kohua ināne, ko te pot, ne? I te kihini. Ko te kohua hoki, ko te boil. Koera te mahi. Koera te mahi, ko te kohua. Ko ngā kai kohua, ne? Ko kai kohua is boil up, like boiled food. So, upoko kohua, poko kohua. You can see the picture there. That I've just painted.
Kei te marama.
Kei te marama. Nore, he kupu taumaha. So it's quite a heavy word. But again, it's a word that I've heard being used by kaumātua where they are using it to sometimes swear at themselves for doing something, to swear at others who they're very familiar with in more of a
jestful,
jestful way, joking. I haven't heard it. I'm trying to think. Have I heard it really being used, thrown at someone? I'm not sure I have. It's that heavy that if someone was really wanting to say it, and I know I haven't. I don't think I've been in that situation, and there probably have been many and you know times where it's been used properly, but I don't think I've heard it like that. And so the ways I've heard it, I went something. Hey, poko kohua, poko kohua, kāre koe, you know, you didn't do this. But again, he taumaha, you know, it is serious. And it's like all swear words. I te reo Māori, I te reo Pākehā. Kei te ahu o tō whakamahi. Depends on how you use it.
Yep. Are there a couple of variations of this?
Aye.
Could you speak to those a little bit, please?
So there's variations in the way you say it. So it would be pō kokohua. So the intonation's at the start. Sometimes it's the stress. Pokokohua. Sometimes the stress is at the kohua. So have a listen there on how you hear it being said. There's like pokotifa. Pokotifa is kind of another variation. E poko is kind of short. Hey bugger, you bugger. E poko. I hea koe. E poko, where were you? I hea koe. But just going back to poko kohua and the nature of our insults in te reo, you can see they're quite different from English. Like there's a whole lot tied up in this kōrero in relation to tapu, the tapu of our upoko. We come from a history of kaitangata, you know, our ancestors who partook in kaitangata, and also the history around mokomoko of preserving heads and what that meant in relation to obtaining the mana of someone and kind of dismantling the tapu of someone and all of that. So there's a lot of history, there's a lot of kōrero tied up in this kupukanga. So just, I feel like it's too much to talk about right now. I feel like we should just move on. Pōko kohua.
Ka pai. Te tua whā.
Oh, he pai tēnei. E tae hoki te pēhea.
E tae hoki te pēhea. Pēhea, pēhea?
E tae hoki te pēhea. E tae hoki te pēhea.
Is this kind of like, it doesn't really matter?
Ah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, yeah.
What will be, will be.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Something's happened, can't change it, despite like wanting to, moaning about it, and then someone's like, hey, e tae hoki te pēhea. Nothing can be done about it. It is what it is.
It is.
Lockdown. Lockdown, you know, we didn't have a choice. People moaning, saying that, you know, the government should have done this and this and this. At the end of the day, e tae hoki te pēhea. You know, it is what it is. There's a few variations. So you might say, e tae hoki te aha.
E tae hoki te aha.
E tae hoki te pēhea.
E tae hoki te pēhea.
Or kaore e tae te pēhea.
Kaore e tae te pēwhia.
Aye.
Kaore e tae te pēwhia.
Kaore e tae te pēwhia.
The preference doesn't arrive. I don't know. I'm trying to translate it, but I shouldn't. Yeah. It's a kiwaha.
Hey, if it helps. It's a kiwaha. It is what it is. Kaore tae te pēwhia.
Ka pai. E tino pai tēnā kia.
Pai kia. Nā te mea ka heri te tonu taku ki. It is what it is.
Right, te tuarima. Kokorua kōrua. Kokorua kōrua.
Kokorua kōrua. Ko rāua rāua.
They're them, you know. Let boys be boys.
A pair.
Okay.
Aye. It might be that you and someone have the same thought.
Oh, okay.
Same idea. It might be that you and someone act in a similar way. Are similar in some way. That's it. Yeah? Similar in some way, whether it's the way you think, the way you act, the way you talk. Hey, kokorua korua. You're like two peas in a pod. Kokorua korua.
Kokorua korua.
And so if we say korāua rāua, the same again.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They're just as bad as each other. They're just as good as each other. Just the same as each other. Whatever the kaupapa is.
Yeah. They fit together in some way. You know.
Aye.
Cool.
The kind of the variation of this kiwaha where it's not talking about people, where you talk about things or ideas, we would say, I say this in class a lot. When two sentences are the same, I'd be like,
E rua, e rua.
And I do this hand action that you can't see. But so when two things are the same, e rua, e rua, they're the same. One and the same. One in the same. One and the same.
Aua.
Ko tātou tātou e hoa mā. Ko tātou tātou, we're all learning together. Kiwaha Māori, kiwaha Pākehā. Ko tātou tātou.
That's also really flexible, right?
You
could have a bunch of different implications depending on the tone and the context. Ko kōrua kōrua.
Ko kōrua kōrua. Te kiwaha whakamutunga, te kiwaha tua ono, ko tēnei nā. Ah, te tikanga. Te tikanga.
Te tikanga.
Ko te tikanga. Te tikanga, kua taimaia āpera, i te haurua i te iwakaraka, i tēnei ata. Te tikanga, kua taimaia.
Engari.
Engari i henui ngā waka, ne, i te rori. Engari te tikanga, kua tai mai te hauru e te iwa. He ataku kōrero.
Is it like, this is what should have happened? Something like that?
Koia, koia, koia. Te tikanga kua tai mai ia I te haurua I te iwa. So, supposedly, or he was supposed to, this is supposed to happen, this was the idea or the plan that this would happen. You know, you would arrive at 9:30. Nah, I'm just... Ko te tikanga kua wehe tātou, ne? Te tikanga kua wehe tātou, ne? Like, we should have left by now.
Okay. So, you're going to follow it up normally with something else? Like, te tikanga kua kai tātou?
Ai, pai tēnā. Often, yeah, we need to give what the kaupapa is. But it might be said in response to a pātai. Ka kai tātou a te rima. Ka kai tātou a te rima.
Te tikanga.
Ai, tōna tikanga. A few variations.
Okay.
So you could say, ai, tōna tikanga.
Tōna tikanga.
Tōna tikanga.
As in, that idea's own tikanga?
Ai, ai, tōna tikanga, te tikanga. Ai, te tikanga, e rua, e rua. E rua, e rua. So I could say, tōna tikanga, kua tai mai koe I te iwa. Yeah? Te tikanga, kua tai mai koe I te iwa. You know, you're supposed to come at 9, so that I can use both. Responding to that, pātai, ka kai a te rima, are we eating at 5? Te tikanga ai, supposed to, yes.
Mm, okay.
Tōna tikanga ai. So for me, those two are interchangeable.
Okay. Mm. Can we use it for things that are planning to happen? Like, te tikanga kia kai tātou a te rima?
Te tikanga kā kai tātou a te rima.
Kā kai, okay.
Ai.
While we're on it, should we just have a little look at the tōna tikanga? Because that's got a little bit of, I don't know, something to it as well.
E rua e rua ki au, te tikanga me tōna tikanga. Tōna tikanga, it's just two variations of the same kiwaha.
Okay.
The same kiwaha. Both meaning that something, you know, is supposed to take place or should happen. Ai. Tōna tikanga. Ka ua a te pōnei.
Mm. Tōna tikanga, ka mutu tēnei punua pāho.
Ināianei.
Ināianei.
Nā te mea kua pahu pahu noi ho tāua. Ai, ai, ka mutu ngā kōrero I konei mō ngā kiwaha e hoa mā.
E mihi ana ki a koutou, e whai mai nei. Thank you for listening. Join us again, a tērā wiki, mō tētahi atu kaupapa.
Ai, ka hoki mai anō mā a te rawiki. Hei kona mai.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.